HR Party of One is brought to you by Bernie Portal. Do you ever feel like your boss doesn't really know what you do to help keep your organization going? It's in it. You do. All HR people do. And can I give you a hard truth? If your boss doesn't know what you do, you've got no one to blame but yourself. It's up to you to tell them. Furthermore, it's holding back your career growth and your organization's growth. The good news, I'm going to tell you exactly how to fix it. When you do, you'll get to start working on activities much higher on the HR hierarchy of needs, driving you and your organization's growth to higher and higher levels. The first step is to create a rhythms of HR chart for your organization. In this episode, I'm going to review what a rhythms of HR chart is, the 5 steps to completing your rhythms of HR chart, and how to share your rhythms of HR with your boss. Let's get started. So, what is a rhythms of HR chart? The rhythms of HR chart is a tool that allows you to get on the same page as your boss about what your priorities should be for the organization. This chart includes the following sections: weekly, bi-weekly tasks, monthly tasks, daily tasks, other regular tasks, quarterly tasks, and projects. I've listed these in order in which you'll be filling them out, which I'll get to in a moment. I've linked a template below for you to fill out for yourself, so you can follow along as I show you how it works. You'll see how completing this chart and positioning it to your boss can effectively catapult your career to new heights. Now, let's go over these steps in more detail. The 5 steps to completing your rhythms of HR chart. First, you will fill in the weekly and monthly tasks that absolutely must get done in a generic 4-week month. You'll write things that have to happen at the beginning of each month on the Monday or Tuesday of week 1. Then you'll write the things that have to happen at the end of the month on the Thursday or Friday of week 4. Now, think about tasks you have that recur weekly or every other week. Payroll is a great example. If your company pays every 2 weeks and you process payroll on Mondays, then make sure that that is written on the first and third Monday of each month. If you process mail each week, add that to the chart on the day you do it. Do you calculate commissions? Put that on the day or days that you do it. Are you responsible for closing the books, communicating out to the organization the monthly financial results, processing 401k contributions, paying invoices? Once you've gone through and done the weekly and monthly tasks, you can move on to the second step, daily tasks. What things do you have to do every single day? Follow up on accounts receivable? Respond to the employee emails? Deal with other specific employee-facing administrative tasks or EFATs? If you missed the episode on EFATs in our HR hierarchy of needs, I've linked it in the description for you. It's a very important component of your rhythms of HR chart, so make sure you go back and watch it. Once you've completed your daily tasks, it's time to move on to the third step, the other regular tasks section. Do you interface with customers on contract questions, process contract terminations or renewals, manage licensing, approve expense reports? Add these to the chart. Fourth, go to the quarterly section. What are the big projects you have on your plate each quarter? Q1 might be closing the books from the prior year, assisting with a financial audit, tax preparation, IT security. Q2 might be property and casualty insurance renewals. Q3 might be the renewal of your organization's benefits plans. Q4 might involve planning the company holiday party and assisting with the budgeting process. Once you have all of that down, it's time for the 5th section, projects. Under projects, list all of the things that you have wanted to work on that you thought would add value to the organization, but you just didn't have the time. Put anything you can remember your boss has specifically asked you to do, but you just haven't had the time, at the top of the list. Once you have the chart completely filled in, consider yourself only halfway done. So now, print it out, put it in a visible place on your desk, and over the next 4 weeks, whenever you find yourself doing something that you had forgotten to put on the chart, add it. You might be surprised how much you do that you had forgotten to include. Then, when you're confident that your rhythms of HR chart is completely filled in, it's time for the last step, sharing your rhythms of HR chart with your boss. That's right, it's time to schedule a meeting with your boss. When you schedule the meeting, position it this way. I want to meet to make sure that things that I'm working on are prioritized the way that you want them prioritized. Positioning it this way should be perceived by your boss as a deposit in their emotional bank account. You are saying that your boss's priorities are your priorities. This will mean a lot to them. Bring two printed off copies of your chart to the meeting. If possible, have the meeting in a conference room so you can sit next to your boss on the same side of the table when you review the chart together. Start with the first section and just walk her through the recurring things you do that have to be done every week or month. Then move to the daily, other regular and quarterly tasks. Be prepared for her to ask how much time each item takes. It's likely that at least for some of the tasks, she has absolutely no idea. Or they might want to understand more about what all the EFATs are that you handle every day. They might learn that you're doing some things that they don't want you to do. And that's great. Brainstorm together about how they can be handled differently so they're not on your plate. Last, go to the project section. You should have projects that your boss has asked for at the top of the list. Here is where you'll be asking very directly which project they'd like you to tackle first. Also, be prepared to explain the projects you have in mind, including how you think they can drive value to your organization. This will be an energizing meeting. You'll have a deeper mutual understanding with your boss about what you do. You'll also have clarity on the projects she feels are most important for you to focus your efforts on. Each of those projects is likely an opportunity to drive new value for the organization beyond the nitty-gritty tasks that you do that can be taken for granted. As you knock these projects out one by one, you'll gain new skills, your organization will benefit, and to be perfectly candid, your boss and your colleagues will notice. As your boss and your colleagues notice the visible contributions you're making with each project you knock out, your influence in the organization will grow. From that position of growing influence and respect, your boss will listen more carefully to the projects you think you should work on. Now, back to that HR hierarchy of needs. The frustration you often feel because you're stuck working only at the lowest level of the HR hierarchy will dissipate because more and more often you will be working on higher level, more strategic activities. You'll grow in your career while helping to grow the organization. Take the first step now and download the Rhythms of HR template. Take 30 minutes to take the first stab at filling it out and get ready to really level up your position. And don't forget to share some of your experiences with other HR pros in the comments below or in the HR Party of One community. And remember, your role is as strategic as you make it.